Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. We are continuing with reminiscences of Peter Christensen, a settler in what became Kingsbury County, South Dakota, in the late 1870s. In 1879, quite a number of colonists arrived. I started a small grocery store on Lake Teestead, where we decided there was to be a town, to which we gave the name of Maple Grove. Our nearest railroad station was Watertown, 32 miles away. I made many trips to this town to get supplies, driving with oxen, often at night in order not to waste too much time on the journey. For a stretch of 25 miles, there did not live a human being. Sometimes I got stuck in swamps or streams and had to nearly unload the cart and carry most of the goods across to enable the oxen to draw the cart over. Several times, we had to fight prairie fires to save our houses and homes. It was extremely exhausting and enervating. During those early days, we saw nothing but the birds in the sky, the blue sky, the wild plains, and the waves of solitude closed around us. We saw a few inroads of the Red Children of the West now and then. Twice we were badly scared, indeed, by a signal that the Red Indians would attack us, but by good fortune it turned out to be a false alarm each time. Otherwise, everything was quiet and silent on those plains. Then we were all alike, one whenever we met, few as we were, and we were all equal during our hours of recreation, because we had no one we could trust but ourselves, the few who were here in the neighborhood, and Providence. That was all, and that was why we were real friends when we were assembled. In the winter of 1880-81, we had the hardest snowy weather, the heaviest snowfall, and the worst snow blockade that has presumably ever been known in the country. I had spent 6 years in Upper Michigan in the Lake Superior forests where we would have up to 6 feet of snow, but it was nothing compared to this winter. The first snowstorm began on October 15th and lasted 3 days and nights. A Red Indian, a medicine man, was snowed up at our home for 3 days. His name was Charles Tentancatra, which means the Great Waters. The snow almost disappeared, but then in the first half of January, the really heavy snow started, with no less than 2.5 feet falling in one night. Nobody had ever seen the like of it, either before or after. And it went on in that way. It was just as if all the floodgates of the sky had been opened above us. Sometimes it snowed for several days on end. As I mentioned previously, we had a small grocery store here, and also a post office, but now everything was blocked up and all traffic and communication with the outside world stopped. For more than 4 months, we had neither letters, newspapers, nor supplies of any kind sent to us. It was all right as long as we had something to live on, but it was not long before we were in a tight corner. We had nothing but hay to burn, and this I dragged home myself on a hand sled over a mile of deep snow. It took me until noon every day to shovel my way into the barn, but in the end I made a tunnel through which I watered the cattle. We had 2,000 pounds of flour which came in from Eagle Hill in New Ulm, Minnesota. At that time, Nordland was our nearest station, 8 miles from where we lived. And when the flour gave out in the town, the railroad company wired the station agent asking him to sell the greater part of it to the people in the town. We got $5 for every 100 pounds. Only with great difficulty did we get brought home what was not sold and distributed it among our customers. This was in January, and it was the last we got, and it lasted only a few days. We had some wheat, so I took a coffee grinder, the price of which was 35 cents, and with this I ground all the flour we used for 4 months, and everyone who owned a coffee grinder did the same. But it was not long before everything edible that we had in our store was gone. The same was the case at all the railroad stations out here. We feared that our matches would also be used up and economized just as much on them as our money. We'll find out how Peter and his neighbors fared next time. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a godly day.